Local Democrats warn Joe Biden over Iowa absence, resting on his laurels. By Joshua Kaplan on June 11, 2019. Several Democrat county officials in Iowa say former Vice President Joe Biden's 2020 campaign must pick up his game in the nation's first primary state or risk losing to one of his 23 other presidential rivals, according to a report. While Biden leads the most recent Des Moines Register/CNN poll with 24%, his support in the Hawkeye state has tumbled 8 points from a 32% high. As Biden begins to sag in the polls, rivals Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, DN, are on the upswing with 15% and 14%, respectively. Biden may be pulling a little ahead at this point, but other candidates are working harder and engaging the voters, Cerro Gordo County Democrat Party head Joanne Hardy told The Hill. Biden is in danger of being lapped, he added. Not only are some fretting about Biden's thus far lackluster presence in Iowa, but say his robust campaign has barely done any outreach to power brokers it will need to win the state. In an interview with The Hill, Polk County Democratic Party head Sean Bagniewski said the Biden camp reached out to him just 24 hours before the former vice president's planned appearance in Davenport, Iowa on Tuesday. "I've seen no signs of his presence in our county," Daniel Callahan, who leads the Buchanan County Democratic Party, said. "Most campaigns have reached out to me but not his." According to the Des Moines Register, state Democrats have reason to worry about Biden's strategy, or lack thereof, in Iowa. The state's biggest and most influential newspaper counts that Biden has only 8 events in Iowa in 4 days, the smallest amount of all top White House contenders. He was also absent from this weekend's Iowa Democrat Party's Hall of Fame dinner and instead attended his granddaughter's high school graduation ceremony. Many of the campaigns are having recruitment and focus meetings, phone calling, texting, sending emails, grassroots fundraising, and participating in local county organizations and events, Boone County Democrat Party Tim Winter said in a statement to The Hill. Biden's campaign has yet to reach out to him, he says. "I get the feeling that much of his strategy so far is resting on his laurels, which can only go so far in the face of exciting candidates who are actually putting in the face time," Brian Bruning, who chairs the Clayton County Democrat Party, said.